6:48 on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. You can also text us to 70470-70470. Okay, my friends, here is, we've got some breaking news. Many of you have been inundating the show with emails, phone calls, text messages. Our streaming is completely down. Many people like to listen to this show, you know, through the streaming on their computer. It is down. Apparently, pardon me, Christian? Yeah, not the smart speakers, but it looks like if you try to listen through our computer, it's through your computer, forgive me, it is very difficult. A lot of people are complaining. Now, apparently, this is what we're being told. And again, I'm a prisoner of the information that's being told or fed to me. This has nothing to do with iHeart. Many of you are wondering, Jeff, is iHeart trying to silence the Cooner Man? Honestly, iHeart loves the Cooner Man. They love Boston's Bulldozer. And let me return the favor, I love them too. It's nothing to do with iHeart. It appears, and this is going to start breaking, I think, on radio and news broadcasts very soon, that there has been, or at least the rumor is, it's a rumor, that there has been a cyber attack targeting key servers. Apparently, Amazon is down. We're down. Other big companies and corporations are down. Now, again, it could be a technical issue, but the rumor is that this is a massive cyber attack. And as you know, these attacks have been escalating over the last couple of weeks, especially during the Biden presidency. It started with the Colonial Pipeline. Then they hit a major meat processing company, almost wiping out 20% of meat production for the United States. Then they hit our own MBTA, the transit authority here in Massachusetts, also the transit authority up in New York City. Now it appears they're going after some of the biggest companies in the United States. So we're going to keep you obviously abreast of events as they develop and they break. But we are now, it appears, under a cyber attack. Now, I want you to know, and I'm saying this straight to all these cyber criminals targeting this show, I will not be cowed. I will not be intimidated. I will not be frightened, and I will not be bullied. You don't scare me. And I will continue to speak the truth. And I don't care if it's about Fauci. I don't care if it's about communist China. I don't care if it's the infiltration of the Biden regime and the mainstream media, or the biological war that was launched against this country by the Chinese Communist Party, or my opposition to Biden on borders, on amnesty, on his radical attempt to transform the United States into a socialist state that he is nothing more than a puppet, a fraudulent, illegitimate puppet who stole the election from President Trump. I will not be muzzled or silenced. And you can launch every freaking cyber attack you want. I'm not going to back down. So anyway, this is now, we're under a cyber attack, it appears. We'll find out if we get full confirmation, but that's the rumor right now. So anyway, we're just going to continue keeping you abreast. Now, the iHeart app does work. So if you have the iHeart app or you want to continue listening to the show, just download the iHeart app and you can continue to listen. Apparently they're hitting our servers. That's where the cyber attack is focused on. And it's not just us. Many other companies, many other corporations, Amazon, for example, has been dealt a heavy blow. Twitch, Reddit, The Verge, New York Times, CNN. So this is an all-encompassing attack, and we're going to keep you abreast of developments as they take place. 617-266-6868 is the number. Look, I've said this before. Weakness invites aggression. It is the lesson of human history going all the way back to ancient Greece, ancient Egypt, ancient Rome. Biden is a weak, feckless president. The world can sense it. Our enemies can sense it. Cyber criminals, and they really are cyber terrorists, can sense it. They're now almost pillaging our economy. They're just pillaging companies, pipelines, transportation authorities, transportation hubs. Now they're just going after major companies and corporations and just causing billions and billions and billions of dollars in damage. They're going to try to disrupt as much of our way of life as possible. And again, I said this right after the Colonial Pipeline. When you pay a $5 million ransom, and now they're trying to claim that they got most of the ransom back through Bitcoin. Suddenly now they claim they got much of the ransom back. I don't know if I believe it, but let that go. That's what they're claiming. When you give a ransom, you reward more cyber terrorism and cyber criminal behavior. And so I predicted this was going to happen. It was going to escalate. It was going to get worse. And when you have a president of the United States that is seen as weak and frankly fraudulent and illegitimate in the eyes of much of the world, this is what happens. And we're now starting to resemble like the late Roman Empire. If you know anything about the late Roman Empire, the Germanic tribes just came in across, they had wide open borders. Rome was no longer able to defend its borders. Many of them didn't even want to defend their borders anymore. And they would just come in, plunder, loot, and pillage, and just pick apart the Roman Empire piece by piece by piece. And eventually the entire thing just eventually collapsed and fell apart, and the world no longer respected the Roman Empire. The world no longer feared the Roman Empire. The world no longer admired the Roman Empire. They held it in nothing but contempt and derision because they saw that it had dramatically declined from its glory days. Now, I want to ask you, you've got Kamala Harris now going to Guatemala on some ridiculous trip. You've got the border so wide open that they are now coming in record numbers, as our own Supreme Court says, you cannot give amnesty to illegal aliens. It doesn't matter. They've left the border completely wide open, and now you've got cyber attacks that are clearly on the rise, and now they've even hit this show. They're going right after this show. So they may think they're scaring me. Believe me, all you're doing is emboldening me and encouraging me to double down and be even more intense in my opposition to this illegitimate criminal regime in Washington. 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, you want to talk about the height of narcissism. Kamala Harris goes on a trip to Central America on Air Force Two. According to USA Today reporters, they were the ones that first broke the story, she starts handing out cookies. Now, you may say, Jeff, so what if the vice president wants to hand out cookies to reporters? They're cookies with her face on them, or at least the image of her face. She's giving out cookies with her own face. Even the liberal reporters were looking at each other saying, you want to talk about a self-absorbed narcissist? You want to talk about a woman? Lady, do you think way too well of yourself? And why would you want to give out cookies? You want to give out cookies of your face so we eat your face? They were looking like, this woman is weird, bizarre. Honestly, I don't think the elevator goes to the top with this woman. And she's clearly an egomaniac and a narcissist on a level that is truly shocking. Again, it is almost Roman Empire-esque. You've got the doting senile emperor, and then the number two who wants to take him out and replace him and can't, you know, has to see her image and her face everywhere. You even have to eat her face or her image. That's how consumed she is with her own love of herself, with her own narcissism and egomania. So she goes down to Guatemala, and when she, she goes down to Guatemala, and as she lands in Guatemala, she is met with people with signs saying, "Kamala, go home. Trump won." And it wasn't just in Guatemala. In Fenway Park yesterday at the Red Sox game, I bet they were members of Cooner Country, but let that go. Trump patriots, conservatives at Fenway unfurled a banner that said Trump won. And what shocked everybody wasn't just that the banner was being unfurled. And by the way, they can't stop us. This movement is sort of like the anti-communist underground. It's just spreading. No matter how much they try to suppress us, censor us, try to cover up what happened in the election, the truth is getting out there. It cannot be stopped or contained. So in Boston, at Fenway Park, John Henry's Park, they unfurled the flag that said Trump won. The banner that said Trump won. The week before a New York Mets game, this is in New York, they unfurled a banner, Trump won. At a Yankees game several days before that, they unfurled a banner that said Trump won. 617-266-6868 is the number. So as she arrives in Guatemala, she meets with the president of Guatemala. Now, you want to talk about a slap in the face? Listen to this. This is our border czar. This is the one Biden appointed to deal with our border crisis. And they're pouring in record numbers from Guatemala, El Salvador, the so-called Northern Triangle. They're all going El Norte in record numbers. They're practically depopulating Central America. That's how many are coming in. Well, listen now. This is what Harris says when she arrives at the airport in Guatemala, where they're telling her to go home. Roll cut five, Christian.
I'm very clear about what our role and responsibility is. We need to address the root causes, also the acute causes, those that are more recent, but also the longstanding issues like corruption.
So they got to fight the root causes. And what they mean by that is, climate change. That the weather apparently keeps changing in Central America. Too many hurricanes, too many earthquakes. It's climate change. And what she says is corruption. This is what's driving all of these people going El Norte. Well, listen now to the Guatemalan president. He sits down for an interview with CBS. And he says, don't come in here and lecture us about root causes. Under Trump, that border was secure. You know what changed? I'll tell you what changed. Roll cut six, Christian.
The message changed too. We're going to reunite families and we're going to reunite children. The very next day, the coyotes were here organizing groups of children to take them to the United States. We asked the United States government to send more of a clear message to prevent more people from leaving.
There you go. The message changed. We're taking children. We want to reunite children with their parents. We want to reunite families. We're taking families. Come on down, baby. Bienvenido. It's wide open. The moment they said it, as he said, the coyotes arrived, making hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, trafficking drugs, trafficking kids. By the way, she thinks it's so funny that kids are being trafficked, that drugs are pouring in across our southern border, that we have human sexual trafficking, drug trafficking taking place, and she thinks it's so funny, she's passing around cookies with her face on it? He basically told her, it's your fault and it's Biden's fault. One more. Roll cut 6A, Christian.
She doesn't hold back, which is good. She is frank. We're not on the same side of the coin. We are in agreement in the what, which is something. We're not in agreement in the how.
So they're not big fans of her in Guatemala. 617-266-6868. You know why? Because she's a liar. Steve in Newton. Thanks for holding, Steve, and welcome.
Hi, thanks, Jeff. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Okay, great. I just wanted to make a point. I think she has her picture on the cookies, so they'll remember her in 2024 and they'll vote for her.
Well, they're eating her too.
yeah. That's pretty much what I wanted to say.
Steve, let me ask you this: if you're on a plane with her, Air Force Two, you're a reporter, and she walks by and gives you these frosted cookies with her face, would you eat it?
No. Well, I wouldn't, but I mean, maybe some people would. I don't. But it's kind of manipulation, right?
Oh, I mean, I definitely wouldn't eat it.
No, I wouldn't eat it. No.
Maybe for the animals.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like once I get off the plane or whatever, and I see some seagulls, or if there's a little dog or something. Oh, hey, little, I got a little doggy treat for you.
Right.
Steve, thank you for that call. Jim in Taunton. Thanks for holding, Jim, and welcome.
Hi, Jeff. You talked about unfurling that banner at Fenway Park. I was just wondering if they showed it on TV.
Oh, I don't know. I just know it went viral. What was surprising in Boston, how many people stood up and cheered at Fenway?
Is that what happened? I didn't see it.
Oh, you got to see the video. It's incredible. So they unfurled the banner, and the moment the banner is unfurled, the audience starts going nuts. The people in the crowd start going nuts, and you start seeing, like, I'm not saying every person, obviously, but you start seeing people ever just rising up and, yeah, yeah. People are cheering, and of course, then security immediately comes in. You know, like, I swear, like in Russia. You know, like in one of these Eastern European dictatorships, you know, it's like the election was stolen. The election was stolen. And then, like, you know, in Belarus, and then they drag him out.
John Henry must have been pulling his hair out.
Oh, it was great. It was great. And, you know, the thing is, it's, you know, this is Boston, and then New York did it before, the Mets and the Yankees. You know, we're not talking Arkansas or Texas. We're talking deep blue Massachusetts and deep blue New York. And even here, everybody knows the election was stolen.
Right, right. We're just outnumbered.
For now.
Yep.
For now, Jim. Thank you very much for that call. No, I was thinking, boy, I got to do that. That's a great idea. Now, the problem is after this, you know, incident where they unfurled the banner, now I'm telling you, now they're going to be looking for these banners. They're going to go through your bags, your backpack. Now they're going to make sure that that banner never humiliates Henry again. And all the moonbats at the Boston Globe and Elizabeth Warren and Charlie Parker and Ed Markey. And this can never happen again. So I think you got to either put the banner like on your back, like inside your shirt, or, you know, stuff it like in your underwear or something. But however you do, I don't care how you do it. We should keep doing this again and again and again in baseball parks all across the country, hockey arenas. It doesn't matter. Just like they do in these communist countries, the underground, you just start unfurling it everywhere. The election was stolen. The election was stolen. And then the authorities come and arrest you. 617-266-6868. Paul in Raynham.
Good morning, Jeff.
Hi, Paul.
you know, and kind of surprised, but pleasantly, that so many of the Latino or Hispanic communities are turning red. I know that as a naturalized American, you're not surprised, but I think a lot of people who are born here don't recognize what the temperature of those people who actually came the right way. My wife is a naturalized citizen as well. And, you know, the one thing that's troubling that I keep hearing about is, oh, they shouldn't get benefits. They shouldn't get it. I know my wife, prior to, you know, our relationship, went through some tough times here as a resident with a green card. And there was no help lawfully available to her. You know, she couldn't get Section 8. She couldn't get any, you know, food stamps, stuff like that. However, she, you know, based on her own effort and sweat, managed to get through those difficult periods and rise above it. So you want to see people who are adamantly, and I mean, again, I know I'm not telling you anything, but, you know, like, I'm against illegal immigration, but my wife, she is vehemently against illegal immigration because she knows how to do it the right way. And she knows what that cost her, not just in dollars and cents, but in time, in effort, in sweat and intent. You know, there's a certain measure that when you had to climb a mountain to achieve what you achieve, and then you see others who not only are not deserving of it, but they're the least deserving of it, being handed it on an offered it on a silver platter. It's disgusting. You know, I think we all look at certain refugee classes and say, you know what, you know, there's a, you know, genocide going on some here. We got to save some people, right? Or there's whatever happening. We need to help certain groups of people. Okay, that's one thing. Those people need emergency help. Now, however, but to just open the door and let the lowest common denominator get trucked in here by, you know, slave traders, essentially, it's, you want to see people who are pissed, go to the immigrant communities. They are adamantly more ardent about this topic than anybody.
No, Paul, look, your analogy is very good. I would use a slightly, you're completely right, by the way. I would use a slightly different analogy. Imagine working in an office for 10, 12, 15 years, and you work very hard. You work 8, 9, 10 hours every day. You play by the rules, blood, sweat, and tears. And now you're slowly rising, and then you're about to achieve your goal, and then you literally see someone come in and illegally enter the building and just walk by every section of the company and then get right in front of you and take that job away from you or take that position away from you. That's what illegal immigration is. So as a legal immigrant, you look around and you say, what? So I waited in line and did everything right? I must be the sucker. .718 on the Greg WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Bill in Mattapan, thanks for holding, Bill, and welcome.
Good morning, Jeff, and thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Bill.
Jeff, these cyber attacks, where do you think they originate from?
Well, you mean the one that's being launched right now on our server? I don't know.
Oh, well, reportedly they come from Russia, and their gangs over there.
Well, hold on, Bill. No, are you talking about the one being launched on my show right now?
I'm talking about the majority of them.
Well, but we're facing a major cyber attack, a massive one right now. They're trying to silence my show. They're trying to silence others. I know Amazon, they're going after Amazon. They're going after Reddit. They're going after Verge. So major companies are also facing this massive cyber crime and cyber terrorism. And I don't know. That's the rumor anyway, Bill. but I don't know who's launching these in particular. In fact, when you called, I thought maybe it was you.
What, me being a cyber attack?
Yeah, maybe you're trying to, you know, because you'd love to take this show down.
Jeff, I would never do anything to harm America, okay? I would die for America. I put, next to God, I think America is the greatest thing in the world.
Okay? No, that's maybe and true, Bill, but you want me out. I mean, you've said it many times. You want me to go back to Canada.
No, Jeff, I want you to stay in there because to let people know how ridiculous people like you are. Because, no, as long as you let me come on and digress with you and talk to you, I don't care if you're on, Jeff. I want, you're like a cooling effect to this hot weather that we're having. Because I think that when the range people like you come on the air, it shows the normal people like myself that want to make America grow instead of being divided. And you know, the house won't stand if it's divided. That's what you people are doing. I mean, you talk about
Hold on, Bill. I mean, come on, it's your party that's dividing the country. It's the Democrats. It's Biden that's dividing the country. I mean, who killed the Keystone XL pipeline and cost us 40,000 good-paying union jobs? Biden. Who opened up the border crisis? Who opened up our border and created a massive crisis? Biden. Who's the one that's been appeasing communist China? Biden. Who's the one that goes around calling anyone who disagrees with him conservatives and Trump supporters white supremacists and white terrorists? Biden.
All belong to your party, Jeff. You don't see any of that kind of stuff on the left side, okay? Not that I'm so much on the left side. I'm more to the middle. But when you get on and sound ridiculous as you do about eating cookies and looking like Kamala Harris, I mean, let me tell you something.
Bill, that's what happened.
You eat a cookie, you eat yourself if you have to, okay?
No, hold on, Bill. Before I eat myself, what do you mean making up stuff? It's been widely reported she gave cookies of herself to reporters on Air Force Two.
For you to talk to who in the hell wants to listen to people eating cookies when they're hungry? You will eat your fingers if you're hungry, Jeff.
What do you mean?
Okay?
But they're starving? The reporters are starving? By the way, you know they're served food on Air Force Two. You know that.
Tell you something. I'm gonna.
No, she gave them cookies of herself. Who does that, Bill?
Is we right below Mexico.
By the way, even Hitler didn't serve cookies of himself? Even Stalin?
It's a funny thing.
By the way, even Obama, the guy that you like, maybe the most narcissistic person on the planet, even he didn't put his face on cookies to give to reporters.
You liked it when Trump was in because he was tried to be a dictator. And I guarantee you, if he had won the second time, democracy would have been wiped out.
It would have been wiped out, huh, Bill?
Yes, they would have been.
Well, and tell me, if he's such a tyrant, how come he didn't call in the tanks after the election was stolen?
Well, because he's a fool. He needs somebody. He needs something.
No, but according to you, he was all setting up now for a second term to impose a dictatorship. But he accepted the loss of the midterm elections. Pelosi became House Speaker. The media vilified him. He didn't do anything to the media. Then they steal the election from the guy. And he didn't call in the tanks. He didn't declare martial law. So he had his chance to be Hitler numerous times. How come he never became Hitler?
You put your neck on the chopping block, Jeff. You know, you're a lot of talk. You're all win. But you know something? I've told you many a times, I'll take you and any of your people on this station that talks like a fool like you do, I'll take you all on.
What do you mean you're going to take us all on? Like, you mean like physically? Like mano a mano?
In a debate, in an open forum, I will take you all on. And you will see this. As I become the next mayor of Boston, I will take you all on.
Okay, all right, Bill. When you start talking about becoming the mayor of Boston, that's when you lose me. But, Bill, thank you very much for that call. 617. Although I will give a dollar to your campaign. If you run and you set up a PAC, a campaign fund, as long as you promise it goes for the campaign and not in your pocket, then I'll send you a dollar. 617-266-6868. Jim in Dedham. Jim, you see what I have to put up with, a man of my learning, a man of my education? You see what I got to do to make a living? You see what I got to do to feed my family?
I love those calls, Jeff. You can't, I honestly see you run rings around these people. I won't bring up other people's names, but there's some I replay, I podcast it, and I replay, and I love it. I love going up one side of these people or down the other. But anyways, Jeff, what I was calling for is I'm thinking that the ruling of the Supreme Court is almost like a call to the Democrats to start changing the laws. And I'm really worried. I'll make this quick, but I'm really worried about this next election and the fraud that's going to take place. And I really want to fight in this election, and I want to participate in it. And I think what we're going to have to do is, like these people that are dropping banners that Trump won, I think we have to put people together that are willing to go out to these election places and watch what is going on. And I have my hand up. I want to go, and I want to fight. I had my oldest brother was an airborne ranger, Jeff. He was a fighter. And I know I called you a long time ago about the police and having people that come in on these.
Oh, I agree, Jim. Look, I hear you. We're going to have to monitor the elections. We have to make sure they never steal another one again. But if it's a free and fair vote, Biden and the Democrats are going to get destroyed. Back with your calls next. .731 on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer. 617-266-6868 is the number. You know, it's amazing to me. You have these liberals that call into the show, and they say that they want to debate me. And they say, okay, I'm going to put you up right away, literally right after the commercials. And then they drop off like a bunch of cowards. It's just, it's incredible. So they all talk a big game. At least Bill, say what you want about Bill and Mattapan. Bill at least, you know, doesn't just talk the talk. He walks the walk. He calls and he actually, you know, at least tries to have a debate with me. But you have these other moonbats, these liberals that call in. And they're like, oh, you know, Jeff is so wrong, and I'm gonna show. All right, you're next. And then they just drop off. The moment it's time for them to actually speak out and debate the Cooner man, mano a mano, they, like the chickens and cowards that they are, they all flee. But anyway, what are you gonna do? So, no, I think there's no question about it that the liberal movement itself is now riddled with intolerance, fanaticism. They are clearly dividing our country. Biden is by far, I never thought I would say this after Obama, Biden is by far the most divisive president we have ever had. He is pushing critical race theory in the schools. He's making it politically mainstream. He's opened up our southern border. You now look at what he's done in terms of the Keystone XL pipeline. He's declared war on the middle and working class. He is racking up the largest debt and deficits in the history of the entire world. He is appeasing communist China. He is covering up the fact that they waged a biological war on the United States through that lab in Wuhan. I mean, I could go on and on and on. So I look at someone like Joe Biden, I look at the Democrats, I look at liberals, and I'm saying, you're lecturing Trump? You're lecturing conservatives? Now, on the white supremacist stuff, this is what I find incredible. So the party of the KKK, the party of Jim Crow, the party of slavery, you're going to tell us we're white supremacists? When you're harboring literally anti-Semites and supporters of Hamas who are rabidly opposed to the Jews and want to wipe the Jews off the face of the earth? And your party now is in bed with a terrorist organization like Hamas? And you're going to go around and lecture other people about the KKK and white supremacy and being a neo-Nazi when literally you are in bed with the Islamic Nazis of our time, appeasing Iran, the Ayatollahs, coddling Hamas? Ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay. Now, there is a major story that developed over the weekend, and it again shows how the radical left is pushing the Democrats so far out of the mainstream. And that is the story of Joe Manchin. As you know, the Democrats want to pass amnesty. They also want to pack the Supreme Court. They want to make D.C. and Puerto Rico states. And they want to pass H.R. 1, which would guarantee election fraud and vote rigging permanently. That is the heart and soul of their agenda. And they want to, and the way to, for them to ram this agenda down our throats, even though Biden has no mandate to do any of this, frankly, has no mandate for anything because he stole the election. But let that go. He has no mandate, even if you assume he won it freely and fairly, which he didn't. But even if you assume that, he didn't run on packing the Supreme Court. He didn't run on creating new states. He didn't run on a vote rigging and election fraud going into the future. None of that. So they need to break the filibuster. The very filibuster that Biden praised when he was a senator. The very filibuster that the Democrats praised, including Chuck U. Schumer, as a, quote, vital tool of democracy. When Trump was in power and the Republicans controlled the White House, the House, and the Senate. That very filibuster, they now need to break. They need to end the filibuster in order to ram everything down on a 51-vote majority. Well, guess what? Joe Manchin came out with a major op-ed piece in a local paper in West Virginia on the record, in which he said, according to him, that he will never vote to end the filibuster, that the filibuster is pivotal to protecting the rights of the minority in the Senate, the rights of the minority in Congress. It is a key check and balance, and that he will not vote to kill the filibuster no matter what. He also went on to say that he will not support H.R. 1. He is not going to vote for potential vote rigging and election fraud, clearly because it has no Republican support whatsoever. He says if we ram something as incendiary, dangerous, and partisan as this, that it is going to tear this country apart. So according to him, he's an absolute no on H.R. 1. He's an absolute no on ending the filibuster. That means they can't pack the Supreme Court. They can't add more states. H.R. 1 is dead. Amnesty most likely is dead. So much of Biden's radical agenda has now been stopped dead in its tracks. This is another major defeat for the radical left. So they lost at the Supreme Court, and now politically, everything that Biden has been hoping to do, the radical left has been urging him to do, now is being stalled and blocked in the Senate. Now, they're already, just as they're starting to demonize Kagan and Sotomayor, because that's what liberals do. When they can't defeat you in an argument through logic, through facts, through evidence, what do? Libel, smear, demonize, and slander. And it's racist, white supremacist, fascist, bigot, neo-Nazi. That's all they know. They're really a one-dog. They're basically a one-trick pony. It's the same. It's always like an ism that they want to throw at somebody as a substitute for any kind of a good, effective argument. So what's Joe Manchin now? I kid you not. The left is fuming. They can't stand the guy. Now he's a racist. He's now a neo-Nazi. You can look it up. The Twitter mob is vilifying him. He's now a symbol of white supremacy and a symbol of white privilege. Kristen Sinema, the other moderate Democrat from Arizona, is now backing Manchin as well on these two key issues. The filibuster, she won't end it, and she won't support H.R. 1. Guess what? She's also now a racist. She's also a bigot. So that's what they do. They destroy and devour their own, if need be, to go after those that they fundamentally disagree with. So what Manchin is starting to realize, hey, welcome to the club. Now you know what it's like to be a conservative. Now you know what it's like to be a Republican or a Trump supporter. It's not pleasant, huh? It's not pleasant to write a coherent, logical, cogent 700-word op-ed piece laying out exactly the reasons why you don't want to destroy the filibuster, you don't want to vote for so-called sweeping election reforms, H.R. 1, and then the response is, you're Adolf Hitler's long-lost son. You're the second coming of the KKK. You're a white supremacist and a Nazi and a fascist and a bigot. Because had you said you're for blowing up the filibuster and you're for H.R. 1, they'd say you're the second coming of FDR. They would have praised you as Saint Manchin, as Saint Joe. So now you know what it's like to be a victim of cancel culture, to be a victim of liberal intolerance and liberal hate. 617-266-6868 is the number. Sheila in Brockton. Thanks for holding, Sheila, and welcome.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I just had to stop walking because I listen to you every morning when I walk. But I wanted to call you and just bring one point up. I live in the Brockton area, and there's a lot of Cape Verdeans in the Brockton area. And I wanted to just make one point. They loved Donald Trump, loved him. They started businesses. They started to get a lot of tax cuts and a lot of incentives. They do not like Joe Biden, not at all. They see the tax things that they're going to have to pay. They feel as though they're going to lose their businesses. And I just wanted to make that point. Not everybody likes Joe Biden. Not everybody. So,
Sheila, most of the country doesn't. And there was a secret internal Democratic memo. You mentioned Cape Verdeans, and you're completely right. They are losing the Latino vote. They are losing almost the entire working class vote. So they're in a panic. They're saying socialism and defund the police are going to kill us in future elections. The future belongs to us. All we have to do is seize it.